Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For the past couple of weeks, we've been reporting on specially trained officers and agents from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency coming to Boston to work with another federal agency, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. This morning, we hear from ICE. The deployment is part of a nationwide effort by the White House cracking down on so-called sanctuary cities, where local law enforcement limit cooperation with federal immigration officials. WBUR Shannon Dooling sat down with the acting director of the ICE field office in Boston to learn more and hear his take.
The fear and uncertainty is palpable in communities across Greater Boston. News of the specially trained federal immigration agents working in Boston spread quickly, and visions of armed immigration raids increased. In a rare sit-down discussion, the acting director of ICE's Boston field office, Todd Lyons, says he wants to put some of those fears to rest. Lyons says many of the reinforcements from the border agency have training in SWAT team tactics, but Greater Boston should not expect to see those skills on full display.
There won't be tactical SWAT teams patrolling the streets. These are specifically trained officers that are a force multiplier. High-risk vehicle stops, clearing buildings. They're used to dealing in an urban environment.
Lyons, who comes to New England from the ICE field office in Dallas, says these reinforcements are necessary in light of Boston's Trust Act and a 2017 Supreme Judicial Court decision, both limiting cooperation between local law enforcement and ICE. He says all of this makes it more difficult for ICE to arrest undocumented immigrants with criminal backgrounds.
Ever since I've been up here as a deputy director and now as the acting field office director, that's one thing we focus on is going after the worst of the worst. And I think when you see those egregious crimes, you can see why we do have, more specialized trained officers with us to go out there.
Lyons' office has been sharing with the media images and case histories of, quote, immigration fugitives. The agency claims the individuals were released by Massachusetts authorities as a result of sanctuary policies. There are photos and criminal backgrounds in the press releases. Some of the charges include child rape, domestic violence, and driving under the influence. However, it's important to note most of the criminal histories consist of only charges, not actual convictions. Lyons insists his office is focused on arresting undocumented immigrants with serious criminal records.
So we're not going out indiscriminately to these neighborhoods. We're going out with a specific target. But if we encounter other people who happen to be here illegally or without the proper documentation, there's a good chance that they might be arrested by us in the meantime.
What you would call a collateral arrest, right? Based on what I have been hearing from community members, from advocates, that seems to be a big concern.
In Massachusetts, any given time, we have anywhere between 500 to 700 detained individuals. Almost over 97% of those have either pending criminal charges or been criminally convicted.
A closer look at the data suggests most of the detained population Lyons is referring to fall into that category of pending criminal charges. As of April 2019, there were 737 people jailed in immigration facilities in the state. Nearly 60% of them have no criminal conviction, according to Syracuse University's Track Immigration Database.
The past 3 or 4 years, there's just been such a bad stigma associated with ICE that people don't know exactly what we do. We're painted very, very broad brush in a very bad way. And I think by us getting out there and showing the public safety threat that we can work on and what we actually do, and that we're not rounding up everyday people just going about their business like we're portrayed.
But you did admit, Todd, that there are risks for collateral damage, right, for collateral arrests.
But that's in every law enforcement aspect. It could happen. But again, we would much rather have that cooperation. And when we get kind of strung up or not, a lot of agencies don't cooperate with us, that just makes things more and more worse.
The Safe Communities Act, legislation pending before the state, could make Lyons' job even more complicated, further limiting cooperation between local law enforcement and ICE statewide. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.